Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Life is full of what-ifs. Some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hello, you're listening to Shag Married Annoyed with me, Rosie Ramsey, and me hubby, me grubby hubby, Chris Ramsey.
Grubby hubby. Me grubby hubby. I thought you were going to start it by having a go that I didn't put a soppy Mother's Day post on Instagram.
Oh, no, that will...
Oh, is that coming?
That's
is it?
Coming.
Fantastic. Yeah. Great. Fantastic.
Why are you preempt? So you know that you've done wrong there, because we haven't even spoken about
this. Well, yeah, I'm going to fight me corner when it comes to it.
It'll come to it. So let's carry on.
Yeah.
We're introductions are getting longer and longer, right. Chris. I don't even know why we bother having... We should just start.
No, hey, people bloody love the jingle. How dare you? People really love it.
Thank you.
Love it. Yes, it's very good. They don't like the fact that it was recorded poorly and it comes in one speaker and then out the other
speaker.
Oh,
well, I don't know what I'm doing.
Oh, you don't care. Don't care about the listeners, do you not? Eh? Got too big for your boots, have you? Eh? Yeah. Honestly, guys, I'm with all of you. She can... Oh, hey, what the...
What a dick. Me. Honestly, who do you think you're?
Me.
Who do you think you're with your podcast that you do from your dining room, you... Honestly. Too big for your boots. Hey.
That's awful. Guys, thank you so much for listening. Thank you for coming back. We love you. Hope you're all right out there. Just counting down the days. Counting down the days until
what?
June 21st or whatever it happens to be when we can do stuff again. Mm-hmm. I've got a list of door handles I want to lick.
Loads of them.
Bare,
all around the
northeast. Put me bare ass on stuff.
Yeah.
Cannot wait. Mm-hmm. People, put me bare ass on people.
Mm-hmm. I don't think you can catch COVID from your ass.
Why are they testing asses in China then? Next question.
Are they?
Yeah, they do bum checks, don't they?
I've got a question about that later on.
Of course,
okay.
Shag Married Annoyed, of course you have. Great. Guys, it is episode 108.
It's not,
beauties,
is it?
108. Thank you so much. Like I said, please continue to like, rate, and subscribe and all that stuff on your little podcast shops. And before we go any further, this week's podcast is brought to you by my new catchphrase. It's something I never thought I'd say once in my life, but I've got to say it all the time. Mm. My new catchphrase sponsoring the podcast this week is... Robin, stop pumping on your brother.
Great.
Something I never thought I'd have to say ever in my life. On a daily basis, more than once, I now have to say, Robin, stop pumping on your brother.
All the time.
That's this week's
We don't have to worry about COVID in this house. We have to worry about...
Shit particles
just,
flying in the baby's eyes.
Pink eye.
Oh, so he pulls his pants down. It gives a good bare bum rasp. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just non-stop.
Have you seen it when he sucks on his ear? The Rafe's full ear in
his
mouth.
He also puts Rafe's hands in his mouth.
Yes.
Yeah. Rafe has got dirt under his fingernails.
Yeah.
And he's a baby. And I'm honestly convinced Robin's taking him in the garden to dig. Dragging him outside.
But his immune system is going to be bang
it's
on.
It's fucking great. It's going to be amazing. It's going to be immune to everything. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So there we go.
See, but you never had a sibling. So you don't understand that this is just a rite of passage.
I don't get it at all. Yeah, I don't get it. I'm like, get off him, man. I keep going to Robin. When you were little, I wouldn't have let anyone do what you're doing to
him. Yeah, but he's his brother.
You.
It's different.
Oh, God.
My brother pissed on me in the bath. On multiple occasions, used to stand up with the home video.
Yeah.
There's a bath home video.
Great.
Probably a bit weird, but you know,
great.
Whatever. Yeah. And he stands up, wheeze on me back. I turn around, I put my hand under it.
Wow.
So that's my level of understanding of it.
That's the grimmest thing I've ever.
Yeah. And no, like we didn't flinch. My mum didn't go, stop that. Just.
Sorry. Your mum didn't go, stop that.
No.
Right, that's terrible. You might, at least you would go, stop that. I would go, stop that. I wouldn't go, pissing on her again, get the camera.
Just, he was only about two, though.
Oh, right, well, that's fair enough.
He was little, and now I was probably about five.
You just laugh, I suppose. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right, okay.
Yeah, my sister, this is a funny thing. So my brother's pissing on me.
Great.
I'm about five with my hand under, catching his wee. My sister's on the end, because she would have been about eight at this point.
Freaking
and
out.
She's embarrassed, so she got two jugs over her, like, non-existent boobs. She's very much of the why am I still in the bath with my brother and sister. Fantastic. But she was there though, because she didn't want to be left out.
Bath slash toilet, may I add.
Yes. Bath slash urinal.
Oh, yeah. God.
Good times. I might find that video, actually.
Please don't. It's fine. I'll believe you.
I've got a slot after that bath of me wildlife show with me flannel.
Yeah.
Straight after.
Uh-huh. Fish flannel.
Yeah.
Good God fucking hell.
Good times.
Jesus. What a shithole your house was.
Oh, proper. Right. Okay. What? Don't signal me to shut up.
I thought you wanted
while I'm reminiscing about my childhood.
Reminiscing about getting pissed on by your brother, man. No one wants to hear it, man. Honestly, play the fucking jingle.
Honestly, you are so jealous of my past life, I swear. Look at you. You're kind of who pissed on you, eh? Who was pissing on you?
I'll have you know I pissed up into the air onto myself and it landed on
right,
us.
Right. Well, that's the saddest
who's
thing
the
I've ever heard.
Well.
Me. Someone else's piss. Here's the jingle.
We had a fight about the jingle. Jingle. We couldn't settle on a jingle. Jingle. So this is the jingle. Jingle. We hope you like the jingle. Jingle.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Jingle.
Hello and welcome back to this week's episode of Shag Marry Annoyed. Quick question for you, Christopher.
Yeah.
So last Sunday was Mother's Day.
Yes.
Mothering Sunday.
Mothering Sunday.
I was on an Instagram. Yeah. It was really lovely going through all the posts. And yeah. I put one out for my mom because I love my mom.
Yeah.
We went, you know, saw your mom, get her present, everything. Where was my social media post from my loving, doting husband?
Yeah. I just find it massively sexist because there's no Father's Day. So why should there be a Mother's Day?
There is a Father's Day.
Is there?
Are you actually?
No, I'm kidding. It's just, you know, when International Women's Day happens and all the blokes go, why is there a man's wine? You go, the fucking is, you prick. I'm not about that, and I'll tell you why. I've never been about that public sort of displays of, this is my wife. Like, everyone knows we're married. Everyone knows I love you, right?
If
they don't, well, yeah, but the only person I need to know that is you.
Well,
right?
Unfortunately, it has not been solidified with me because there was no Instagram post saying, thank you for birthing my children.
Yeah, no.
Thank you for putting your body through all of that, which you're still reeling on.
Yeah.
Upset by it, aren't I?
Never mention it. I tell you this in person. I always say, thank you for my lovely family. I always give you a call. I always say, look how lucky I am. I just don't think the world needs to hear me. Is groveling the right word? Emotionally groveling to you?
I say I disagree. I feel like that's what the world needs. I think honestly, with everything going on right now, I think it would cure a lot of things.
Fuck off, Rosie. It would have got lost in the noise of every other cunt doing it. There's my beautiful wife. You're not only my best friend, you're the wife, you're the mother, to the luckiest boys in the... Ah, we get it, man! We get it! You've all posted it. There's fucking millions of yous. We get it. We get it. You're married to them. You had a kid with them. We know you fucking love them. Shut up. Fuck me. Not everything's for content. Something is just for contentment, right? Some things are just for behind closed doors, right? Plus, can I just say as well, in the our smars and dars will back me up here, the one time I have put something like that on, you always comment something fucking sorry underneath, right? You're obsessed with me, or fucking, all right, man, give us a bit of space. Oh, you are punching. Or something that I just think, what's the point? What's the fucking
all
point?
All right, man. But that wasn't to do with the boys.
Right.
This is about me being a mother.
Right.
Which is really hard.
Oh, man. Well, now, man.
All right, man. All right. I just felt a little bit left out.
Right.
Every fuck I got one. I didn't get one.
Well, it's the same as Valentine's Day. I'm not going out of my way to post a thing about you on the day where I'm supposed to post a thing about you.
Right,
you'll
enough.
Get one, right? One day. Right? Might not be this year. Might not be next year. Might not be the year after. Might not be the year after that. Might not be the year after that.
So it's just never.
Might not be the year after that. Might not be the year after that.
Right,
but
stop
one
now.
Day, early hours of the morning, I might post a nice little thing,
mm-hmm.
right? And delete it just before everyone gets up so no one sees it. But it'll have been there and it'll be the thought that counts.
You are horrible. Honestly. Do you know what I hate, man? Do you know what
I... It's just fucking...
Do you know what I don't like? Which what? Still happens, and I can't believe people still do it.
What?
When they post the presents that they got.
Can't bear it.
Like,
can't bear it.
Why do people still do it? So it's gone from, the joke was always like, oh, boy did good, and all this.
Yeah,
and now it's what you get off your kids.
Yeah.
It's like, they didn't buy that.
Yeah.
Your 3-year-old does not have any money and hasn't gone out and bought you a bracelet. Someone else has bought that. So just honestly.
Christmas happens. I remember one Christmas, my Facebook feed was fucking flooded on Christmas Day when I still had Facebook.
Yeah.
With, it was just Michael Kors watches.
Oh, yeah.
Just my every, just as far as the eye could see. Look what he got us. Just rose gold Michael Kors watch. My whole thing, I was like, what the fuck? I thought my targeted ads had gone berserk. I didn't know what was going on.
So weird, isn't it?
Really strange. I get that people want to celebrate having nice things, and I understand, but there's just, I just feel like social media, it's just a lot of likes. People just want likes. That's the thing with the thing, the Mother's Day thing. I don't want to just get a load of likes and a load of content off bigging you up. Do you know what I mean? But first of all, I don't want to big you up in the first place. Turns
great.
My stomach.
That's what I
but
thought.
It's just, yeah, I don't know. I'm weirdly going like back over. I used to be like Mr. Twitter. Mm-hmm. I was like, of all the comedians, I was like on Twitter more than anyone else. It was like other comics could be like, you fucking love Twitter. You're always on it. Mm. And I've just
ground you down, hasn't it?
It's just ground us down. I just can't be bothered.
I get it. Chris, I get it. If you don't need to do it, don't do it.
You literally could put something out being like, oh, rain's wet. And actually, the compound of H2O, oh, God. Ah, oh, some rain has bits of grit in it. Oh, oh man, I just can't.
Don't worry about it.
It's just like they're waiting. They're waiting on the starting blocks to just go, actually. And it's just fucking...
That's the voice.
And it's weird because I know I am missing out on the lovely sides of social media and the really nice things, but I only ever look at your stuff. I don't really
look at you don't even look at it, though. You just like it and then...
Yeah, you know, just get your likes up.
About this before.
Get your likes up.
Anyway, do you want to wish me a happy Mother's Day on here?
It's past, isn't it? It was yesterday. It's weird if I do now. I'm not doing it because you're telling us to do it. I refuse to do it.
Honestly.
No one tells me.
It's... a good job that I don't want any more kids because I won't be having them with you.
Yeah, good, good, fine. Do you know why? Because you're a fucking nightmare to live with pregnant.
Great,
I'm all right for that.
All right then.
Happy Mother's Day. Got you. See, you didn't think it was coming. I didn't do it because I was told. I did it because
I don't want it. You can have it back. Honestly,
it's good.
You can have it back. I don't want it. Batten it away.
Throw it away. I've got loads in the back.
Right, here's the... we've done that. Babadoo, babadoo. Babadoo, ba. Babadoo, 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 ba. Something I've noticed.
Yes.
It only really clicked this morning, but I have been noticing it for a while.
Okay.
Obviously, I am on social media a lot, and I follow a lot of moms and whatever.
Yeah.
Put pictures of the kids on. Every kid's hair at the minute in the whole country looks absolutely dreadful.
What a horrible thing to say about children.
Why?
Just slagging everyone's haircuts off.
No, mostly,
I know what you mean.
Mostly
lockdown.
Boys.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Haircuts
lockdown
are
hair.
Atrocious. They all look like a bag of shit.
Yeah. And Robin's got that thing where he goes to sleep and he wakes up looking exactly like Boris Johnson's hair. like what I imagine Russell Brand looked like in the morning after a gig, after all that backcombing and hairspray.
Mm,
just like a big
like
sort
candy
of,
floss.
Like a big untamed candy floss. Just horrendous.
Because it's too long.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, I just noticed all the children are very, is it unkempt? Is that what you say?
I think that's the word, yeah.
They
yeah,
just
yeah.
look like shit. And another thing that I've noticed, right?
There's a direct quote there for you. All the children look like shit. Rosie Ramsey, 2021.
They do. Another thing I've noticed.
Yeah.
Nobody right now, not one person in the UK, has a natural tan.
A natural tan.
Mm-hmm.
Good point.
Be no winter holidays, nothing like that. So nobody has a natural tan. And
what?
I don't think that's ever happened before.
No. Probably not since the 80s.
Not for a long, long time. Yeah. That's interesting.
Skin cancer will be on the downturn.
Well, hopefully.
People won't be out in the sun as much without protection.
I mean, vitamin D's bastardized.
People might still have sunbeds. Some people might still have sunbeds in the house and they might have been using them.
Still not actual sun, though.
Well,
sunlight.
It's still UV rays, isn't it?
Okay. Why do you always have to... I thought I'd spotted a fact. I thought I could have done that as like, this is a fact.
For one
month in 2020, at least, nobody in the UK had a natural tan from actual sunlight.
That shitty fucking Uber fact would post.
Yeah. Thank you, Rosie Ramsey.
No, right. One, it's a stupid fact. It's boring. It's rubbish, right? Two, I wasn't trying to have a go at you. I was just saying, I was starting the point of some people might have genuinely got their old fucking sunbed out of the lot. Can you remember it?
Yeah.
The sunbed where it was one bit of sunbed and you had to lie on a bed.
Yeah, yeah.
And then like wheel it over the top of you. Yeah.
Amazing.
Crazy.
I used to rent them.
You could rent them. It was ridiculous.
Did you go through a phase of going on the sunbeds?
I did, but it was only because I had really bad acne.
Oh.
I was around 16. I used to go, well, I wasn't even 16. I was 15, 14. My dad used to take us to... in Hebben, he used to take us to the swimming baths, but I would go to like the spa bit. So I'd go sauna and steam room to like open me pores and that. Oh. And then I would go on the sunbed afterwards. And my dad would come out looking like fresh as fuck, like $1 million.
Yeah.
And I would just come out looking a bit redder and same amount of spots. Shout out to anyone who suffered from acne. I don't think I've really ever talked about this, to be fair, in public or anything, but shout out to anyone who's ever suffered from acne or anyone who's got kids or anything suffering from acne. It really is horrific.
Bless you.
Horrific. Yeah, it was awful. I told you, man, didn't I, when I had that one in my ear and I pulled my earlobe down and it went all over the wall. It's like Kevin and Perry Go Large. So it was like on the back of my ear. It was like in my ear, this spot, and I was in the sauna. I was in the sauna at the time in Heaven Bats. And I was like, I couldn't touch me yet because it was hurting that much. It was like this, like, just like this, like, big crater.
Mm-hmm.
And I just randomly got my earlobe and I just pulled my earlobe down and I just heard, like, and I just, it was all over the wooden walls.
Oh, my word. Oh, no.
Bad, isn't it?
Oh, bless you.
Yeah, it was really, really bad. Really bad.
It's not bad anymore.
No, well, I think it sort of helped me. It might have sort of molded my personality because I had to start taking the piss out of it.
So
because
having acne makes you a dickhead?
I was going to say a comedy genius, but...
Oh, no.
Wow.
Dickhead.
Wow.
Definitely dickhead.
Wow. Spoken like someone who didn't have the hard years of acne.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
It's time for What's Your Beef?
Hello, Chris.
Oh, hello.
Hello, Chris. It's Barry.
Hi, Barry. Mate, you know what? You know what? I'm not going to lie here. I'm very happy. Hi, Barry.
Oh, Dad. Hi. Oh, what are you happy for, Chris?
Just because I haven't heard of him for ages. No. And you know, absence makes the heart grow fonder. I'm over the moon.
I'm busy, Chris. I'm busy. Right, busy, okay. Busy. I'm in there. I'm in Australia.
Oh,
fucking
really?
Mint here, Chris. Honestly, like, me doctoring, they made us go to Australia.
Me doctoring.
Because you're taking the piss, Chris. But I'm absolutely class at being a doctor.
Right.
So I had to go to Australia. They needed us. And, oh, fuck me, Chris.
Aye.
It's classy.
Is it good?
Honestly, man. Now we got out. I've got a new last day until Rosie.
Right, okay.
Got
okay.
A new last, do you know what I mean? We're like out of shag, it's not against the law and that. And I'm just having a meantime. Anyway, I just wanted to come on dead quick because, like, I know. Like, you didn't see how my mother's date Rosie and that.
Right,
like,
let
her know that I did one on my Instagram.
Right.
But she's blocked us. But I'd let her know that I said, from me and the bin, happy Mother's Day to the one true love of my life.
Right, okay.
The best mother in the whole wide world. Honestly, nobody is better than her. Right. She never makes any mistakes. She's fucking brilliant.
Right,
even though her tits don't work, she's still the mother for me. Love, Barry.
Right. Nice one, Barry. Thanks, mate.
Got a gun.
Right.
Put another shrimp on the Barry.
Oh, God. God.
Draw.
God. That was pathetic.
Sheila.
Yeah, that was pathetic. It was pathetic. Yeah, great. Yeah, he's hung up. Yeah, fucking hell. All the sound effects you get, and you still haven't bothered your ass to get a dial tone one yet.
It's nice to hear from him.
Really?
I've genuinely been worried about him.
Yeah.
I think it just had a lot to do with me being a bit down that the beefs haven't been around. He must have picked up on it.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, it just couldn't be us.
It was weird. As soon as he started talking, I was so happy. And literally 5, 6, 7, 8 words in, I went, I've had enough of this.
Yeah, well, anyway. What's your beef?
What's my
beef? What is your beef?
My beef with you this week, is, right?
Yeah, come on, hit me.
All the running around and stuff I do for you. All the stuff I do. Went upstairs, get your stuff, go and get your things from different rooms all the time when you want things.
I go and do stuff.
Yeah.
You've got a lot. Yeah. You're actually really shit at it at the minute, though.
No, I'm great at it. I was shit at it when I had my bad ankle, but now my ankle's better. And last night, you were over in the kitchen making a juice.
Mm-hmm.
You found a biscuit, a leftover little Mr. Man biscuit for me.
Mm-hmm.
I said, oh, I didn't think there's any in that tin. You said, no, there's not. No, there is. There's one.
Mm-hmm.
I said, that's amazing. I'll have it with a cup of tea. I heard a bang as I said it. I turned around. You were gone. I went, where are you? You went lying on the floor. I went, why? You went, because I don't want to make you a cup of tea. I mentioned that I might want a cup of tea, and you fucking threw yourself on the ground like a football player in the Champions League. Who'd just been slightly tapped near the 18-yard box.
What you don't realise, though, is you've hit a nerve.
Right.
I hate making people hot drinks.
All hot drinks.
All hot, anything. If someone comes to the house, I'm like, do you want a drink?
Juice, double water. Beef, double beef coming at you, right? Beef 2.0 here.
Right, great, come on.
You make a thing all the time. You did it the other day. Well, I had workmen in the house doing stuff. Mm-hmm. The other day, I heard from the other room, do you want a cup of tea? Anything else? Mm-hmm. Is he not offered you one? That's just, so you don't, you won't make me a cup of tea, but builders are in. You're fucking knocking the coffee machine on. You're making frappuccinos, cappuccinos, all kinds of shit going on. And you love slagging me off and saying I haven't made them tea. And I had. And I ran through, didn't I? I heard you. And I ran through the
you
other
have.
Room. And I said, don't you. I went to the bloke. I went, tell her now that I made yous. Teas, didn't
that,
I?
That was embarrassing.
I wasn't having it.
Why have you made that a thing? That doesn't happen.
What?
I never go, oh, has he not offered you one?
Every time you go, I just want to come to, oh, has he not given you a tea? Aye, but the fucking
right, well, listen, in my defence, that's just a British thing to say.
Right.
Just, we've got certain things that we just say, right. And that just must have slipped off the tongue.
I honestly,
jokes and whatever.
I was
whatever.
In the other room. I sprinted through. Stop hitting the mic stand. I was in the other room. I sprinted through and I was like, mate, I was like, tell her now that I made you two teas because this is, I'm not having this as a slander. And he was a bit quiet for a bit, but then he did.
Yeah, he probably thought, well, who's this psycho? Yeah, what's he listening to his wife in the other room for? Honestly, obsessed much?
There we go. And that's why I don't post stuff, you tosser.
Right, my beef with you.
What is it?
I might regret saying that. Well, probably not. I've said worse stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, my beef with you. This has been happening our whole relationship.
Oh, God.
So how long? 8 years? Jesus.
How long
have we been together? How long have we been married?
How long have we been married? We've been married since 2014.
So what's that? 5? 6?
Nearly 6 years.
Nearly 6 years. So we've been together 8?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's about right.
Right.
Yeah.
You don't know either, so shut up.
Give or take.
So,
I'm working out as we go. Sort of padding through the dark here.
Oh, good. For them 8 years that we've been together, possibly not the first year because this didn't happen.
Okay.
Every time I mention that I might need a number two,
right.
Or I am about to have a number two, or right. You might walk in and I'm possibly having a number two,
yeah.
You look at me with absolute disgust. Like, why haven't you got used to the fact
right.
that I do poo like you? Every single time you're like, shut the door. Oh, God. Yeah. Every time. It's got worse during lockdown because you hear a lot more, obviously, when we're together. But I've just, it's really
that's
made us realise how much you hate that I shit.
Nah, it's the way you do it, man. You're bloody paraded about for everyone to see.
What do you mean?
Yeah, just you leave the door open.
I hate
you come
doors.
In, you come in and do it while stuff's happening, while we're chatting. Or sometimes your favourite one, which should have actually been one of my beefs once. We could be literally standing having a discussion about something. We're standing talking about the podcast, talking about the tour or whatever. And you literally will go, oh, I need a poo, but just come with us and we'll keep the conversation going. No, we won't keep the conversation going. Go and have your shit and come back. We're not fucking adjourning this meeting to the bathroom, you pig.
The do creep up on us. We've talked about this before. No, I just don't like the way that you, it's just
go off and
disgust.
Do it. Don't tell us, right? The thing is there, right? You know, you started this, you've answered your own question, you started this beef with whenever I tell you, or whenever I'm having poo, or whenever we're talking, I start having a bit. Just go and do it. It's the fact that you announce it. It's
but
the fact that you announce
No. Yeah. Right, okay, let's simplify it here. There's been times, right. A lot of times, you shout at me, Rosie, and I'll go, I'm on the loo, and you go, ah.
Yeah, that's fair. That's
and
fair,
it's like, what?
Well, stop being on the loo. Stop doing it. Go and leave that. Go and somewhere else. Go and shit at your mum's house. I've had enough. Right? I'm fucking sick of it. Go shit your mouth on the motorhome.
Stop it. Stop it. Because I poo too. Hashtag I poo too.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
It's time for questions from the public.
From the public. Public.
Public. Guys, as always, if you want to get in touch, it is shaggedmarriedannoyed@gmail.com. Please continue to send everything because it's always brilliant and we'll love you for it. Thank you so, so much.
Mm-hmm.
Rosie's doing the reading today.
Yeah.
Bothered her arse.
We don't have a mysteries this week.
No mystery?
Couldn't find one.
No,
well,
where's the mystery?
That is the mystery.
Oh.
Mystery.
Right.
So we've got lots of questions, though. Very Fantastic. Good ones. I've been having a little laugh.
It's my favourite bit. Do you know what it is? It is my favourite bit because, A, this is one of the only times in my week that I actually hear from the outside world.
Yeah.
And we haven't been doing anything. B, I've been doing nothing.
No.
I look at my diary, there's nothing there. I've done not a thing. So it's just nice to just enjoy other people's wars.
And C, after 2 years of doing this podcast, I was like, we'll run out of stuff. No, we won't.
Yeah.
There is just always something new on these. On, one of them
brilliant.
Coming up, one of them. You're going to lose your mind.
Really? Oh, cannot wait. Go.
Dear Rosie and Chris, firstly, hope you are both well.
Oh.
Are you well?
I'm as well as can be.
Same. Yeah. I'm having a good day.
Not a bad day for me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Ask us tomorrow.
Yeah. Since the ankle got better, life's looked up for me.
Same. Our whole life has.
Do you know what? I still genuinely walk around the house. And now and then I just go, hey. Because I can walk. I've just got a massive smile on my face and I'm just walking around, picking stuff up, going, look at me.
I mean, it hasn't happened yet.
Mm-hmm.
When's the day going to come that we look back on this and laugh? It hasn't happened yet.
I doubt that very much.
You listed everything the other day that happened.
Yeah.
So what was it?
It was pandemic,
mm-hmm.
child off school,
yeah.
brand new baby,
yeah.
wife recovering from cesarean section,
yeah. and broken ankle.
And 6 inches of snow outside.
Yes. Yep.
All in one go.
You laugh though. Are we nearly there?
That was the kind of laugh the Joker does in Batman before he chops someone's face off. I'm not laughing properly.
Okay. Yeah. Not there yet.
Yeah. No.
But thanks for asking.
Yeah. Yeah. Fuck you for asking. Dragging up all that. I didn't ask to go down that memory lane.
Right. Stop. Erase it.
Okay. It's gone. I'm back.
Ever since my girlfriend and I started listening to your brilliant podcast, she has been telling me to write to you with my story. A story that causes me to die a little inside each time I think about it.
Always the best ones.
So here goes.
Always the best ones. The ones that make you, when you remember them, make you involuntarily just make a noise in the middle of the night in the shower. They're my favourite ones.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
My favourite ones. Just literally, you'll be walking around the house doing something, you just go, oh God! Because you just remember something.
What's yours?
Horrible. I've got fucking millions. I remember them on a daily basis.
I've got one that pops up.
Oh, I remember mad stuff I've done on a daily basis and just go like, meh, to just get the thought out of my head. Yeah.
Tell us.
I've got millions of them.
Oh.
I'll tell you next time when one pops in.
Okay.
One will pop in while we're doing this, I'll tell you.
Okay. The fateful event took place around 7 years ago when, at the time, I was a young trainee accountant at a small local practice. I had a small portfolio of clients to manage, and as part of this, with the managing director of my firm, I would attend meetings with clients to discuss their accounts and/or tax returns.
Mm.
Ugh, yawn.
Portfolio. I did enjoy the word portfolio, I have to say.
Yeah, but honestly.
Yeah, horrible.
Worst job in the world, I think. No disrespect, because someone's got to do it, but geez, the thought of doing my tax return again. I loved it when I met you and you had an accountant. You were like, do you want to use my accountant? I was like,
honestly, the giving them the receipts is the worst.
Oh.
I give them receipts and I think, you poor fucking bastard, you've got to look through these. This is awful.
I had to do that back in the day myself. No. And I didn't know what I was doing, I'm not going
to
lie.
I had to do it. When I first started stand-up, I had to do it. I had to work out the mileage, so I had to work out how many miles each gig was.
Yeah.
And I remember just sitting on the RAC route planner, working out, so it'd be like, I went to Manchester and back, then it'd be like, if I dropped someone else off on the way, I'd work out the exact miles, and then it was like 41 pence a mile or some shit. Oh, it's horrendous. So
it's not worth it.
Nah.
All my whole life of being self-employed, like a performer, I just wanted to take on a contract where I'd be like, please, will you just do me taxes? Will you just pay us and do it?
Now it's worse, though, because you get all the money, and then at the end of the year, you go, oh, you know all that money you've got? Not all
it's
yours.
Not yours.
You go, okay, then, bye.
Yeah, bye, money. The particular client meeting of this tale was with a husband and wife to review their company's accounts.
Ah.
They had very recently had a baby, and so, despite it having little or no discernible financial knowledge, the baby also attended the meeting.
Mint.
Obviously one of them couples who just loves to take the baby everywhere, whereas we will fob ours off.
Yeah.
Any given opportunity.
Time mantle or lamppost outside.
That's something that annoys me about people who have babies.
What, the time like, of the lamppost outside?
No.
Oh, right.
That's awful.
Right.
People who just, when they have a baby, just feel the need to take the baby everywhere.
Yeah.
Even if they do have childcare.
Well, we were watching Below Deck the other night, weren't we?
Because
we're working our way through the back catalogue of Below Deck because it's a lockdown viewing, because we can't watch anything gritty or with any drama in it because we'll both get sad.
Yeah.
Because we're on the edge.
Yeah.
So we just watch Below Deck and it's great. And we're watching, I don't know what series it is now, it's the one with Josiah. Shout out to Josiah, I think you listen to the podcast.
I think he Instagrammed me once.
Yeah.
Ages ago. And he was like, I don't know what he said something, but I didn't recognise him because we hadn't got to that series yet.
Yeah, so he's sorry to exclude anyone who doesn't watch Below Deck, but it's basically about yachties. So it's about the people who work on the yachts. And these people, these mega rich people, like charter the yacht. Now, I don't know how much the yacht is to charter. I've got no idea. But I do know at the end of a charter, they give a tip of over 15 grand.
Yeah, 15 grand or plus.
What the actual... That's
the tip.
The fucking tip. They give it in an envelope like drug dealer money.
Mm.
But there was just one where there was 10 people on. And this man and woman had been like, let's take all our friends on a yacht. And they'd bought their two kids with them.
Yeah.
Like... Can you imagine that? Going, hey, guys, hey, adults only, come on the yacht. Bring all that. Oh, by the way, we're bringing my two kids because fuck all you because we're paying. No chance.
I'd be raging.
Absolutely no chance.
Say when you get invited to a wedding and they're like, you can bring your kids. I'm like, well, why would I do that?
Yeah, they're not coming. And now because I've heard that, I'm not coming. See you later.
We had that
rule.
Here's
a card.
We had that rule at our wedding, didn't we?
Did we?
We had, I allowed children during the day, mm-hmm. and on the, I specifically said on the invitation, nighttime do, no children allowed.
Did you really? I wasn't aware of that.
How did you not know that? It was your wedding as well.
I don't even know how many adults were there. I don't even know which adults were there on the night. God. I was mortal drunk.
You were. Yeah, that was the rule.
Yeah?
You do know that. You fucking, of course
I didn't
you know that.
I didn't know you told them specifically. I thought they all just left because they were tired.
What? Oh, yeah. All of the kids just left because they were tired. No, Chris, I said it specifically. I said, nighttime do, no kids.
Got you.
Because we didn't have kids. And I was like, why do I want kids at my wedding on the night?
I've got kids now and I still don't want kids at my wedding.
we might have had to change it.
No. You're not either. You're not coming either.
What? I'm not invited to your next wedding? That's shocking.
No way.
I'll be there. I will be there. I'll marry you. Thank you for taking this arsehole off my hands.
He never posts anything on Mother's Day.
Good luck with that. I now pronounce you Mr. and Mrs. Cuntbag. Congratulations. Robin Rafe, get your coat again. So anyway, it was a bit harsh what I said about people who take the kids everywhere. But people do. People wear it like they wear them like a badge of fucking army kids. Like, no, leave them somewhere. Like,
let them have their independence.
Is that bad of me to say that as a mom?
If it's your opinion, it's absolutely fine. Look, you're the one who leaves your messages open on Instagram. I don't. People might whinge, but I'll never know.
Anyway, I love my kids more than anything in the world.
Great.
Just don't want to spend all the time with them, especially after this year. Whoa.
Oh, God.
Wow.
Oh, God.
So anyway, back to this.
Back to this.
The meeting was progressing well when after 15 minutes or so, everyone's attention turned to the baby, who had now fallen asleep in the mother's arms. I, being incredibly witty, decided to make a joke, saying something along the lines of, that'll be me in a minute.
Classic.
This was met with more nervous laughter than I was going for, with my boss also throwing me a very displeased glance and stating, I don't think that would be appropriate at all. Understandable.
I've got it. I've done this one.
Understandable, though, I suppose. Falling asleep in a finance meeting would be somewhat unprofessional. After some more awkward laughter, the meeting continued until 5 minutes later, the mother adjusted her position in the chair. It was at this moment and from this new angle, I then realised the baby wasn't sleeping at all. It was, in fact, breastfeeding.
Yeah, classic. Absolutely fucking great. I knew straight away because I've done that. I've told you about this before.
Oh, you do that all the time.
I do all the time. But I didn't want to wait in a pub and I was craning my neck and I'm trying to see this baby's face. It's on this woman's knee and I'm looking and I'm leaning. I've nearly got my forehead on her face. And then I'm like, and that's the reason I can't see his face is there's a tit in the way. Bye. Horrible. I told you then I walked away and I came back.
What?
So with that time in the pub, it was a new Crown pub in South Shields when I worked.
You were working there, yeah.
Yeah, and I was like, oh, baby. And I was like, look, leaning in. And then I was like, oh, and I realised, and I like sort of put my head up straight and I walked off. And I walked back like 5 minutes later because I couldn't bear it. And I went, just so you know, I didn't realise until the last minute that you were breastfeeding. And I'm so sorry. And the woman was just laughing her head off.
Yeah, because it's, you know, it's totally natural, but it is a bit awkward. And
when
babies,
a young barman is like, oh, so, and I'm mortified.
Baby, breastfeeding babies as well, they do a lot of like, they kind of latch on and then they'll just come off.
Yeah.
And so there's just a full tit on view and then they'll go back on and then they'll come off and then they'll go back on. So yeah, my tits don't work.
I like to think that when they're doing that, I like to think the baby's like, it's going, and then moves out and going, and then moves off and goes, look at that, tits off of that. I imagine that's what they're doing in their little heads.
I don't think they do that.
That's definitely what they're doing.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact...
you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Hi, Chris and Rosie. I've listened to your podcast from the very start. I'm a huge fan.
Nice.
I've always enjoyed listening to the tales of bedroom hijinks.
Hijinks, yeah.
Hijinks.
That's a word.
What is that?
Just like shenanigans.
Right. Gone awry. But it wasn't until recently that I realised that I myself have a tale to tell.
Oh, well, here we go.
This memory had seemingly buried itself away in my head, but on a recent car journey, it unlocked itself, and I feel it is my duty as a sma to share it.
Always the best. The repressed ones that pop back up are always the best
they
ones.
They are, because you've repressed them
always.
For a reason.
Oh, yeah. Let it out. Yeah. Let it all out.
It was the first weekend that my ex and I were spending together. We'd been on weeknight dates, we'd had sleepovers, but this was the first time we were spending a prolonged, uninterrupted period of time together, so I was keen to impress.
Right, okay. Mm-hmm.
We'd had a lovely weekend. Lots of good times, good food, and good sex.
Congratulations.
On the Sunday, after a cute pub lunch, I decided that I wanted to show my spicy side, so we went back to mine and headed straight to the bedroom.
Oh God.
I grabbed a headscarf, tied his hands above his head, and used my sleep mask to blindfold him. He was loving it.
Right. That kind of thing. It's a lot of admin.
You would hate it.
A lot of admin. I'm all right for it. I'm all right. Oh, like, I just, God. I find it just, I'd laugh. I just
it's
find
so
it.
So boring.
I don't know. Just like, oh, there's me head's got to put your hands up. Oh, tie it to there. Oh, can you get out? Yeah. No, oh, a bit tighter then. Oh, a bit too tight, you hurt. All right then. Well, headboard's right. Is anyone in? No, no one's in. Oh, there we go. There's me head. There's me blindfold. Oh, it's pushing on my eyes a bit. This, I can't. Oh, okay. Oh, that's itchy. Oh, my God. Oh, fucking. Oh.
Put it in already.
Just sick of it. Like, how much time's everyone got? What's everyone fannying about
They've just
for?
Had the cute dinner.
Well, nah, but just go and have... Like, if you... I just feel like you're not very good at having sex if you have to do all this crap as well.
Right, okay.
That's my point.
Right, so you're... Yes, I think I agree with you. If sex is enjoyable enough, you shouldn't have to be doing all of this shite.
Yeah.
But they've obviously got a lot of time on their hands.
Like that restaurant we went to in New York, remember, where they all fucking dance on the tables and scream and shout and go crazy. Not the best food in the world.
They were covering up for something.
Yeah, not the greatest food I've ever had. But all together, all of the big song and dance made
good
it a good experience.
Okay, well, that's what this is then.
Yeah, well, just,
it's,
you know.
It is our ex.
Right, yeah. Get better at booking. You don't have to do all this crap. Fucking admin, man. So much admin.
All right, well, that's you. Some people enjoy it. So
I don't, Rosie, I don't like fucking plugging all this podcast equipment in once a week. Does me head in. I hate it. I couldn't be arsed with all of that.
I'm the one that you have to have sex with. So let's stop, you know, slagging off everything and saying that you hate the admin involved in sex.
Right.
Because that's offensive to me.
What? Because you think I should like a load of admin? But we don't have a load of admin.
Right, let's not chat. Listen, well, these people know enough about us.
Why make this about you? Why make this about you?
It's all about me. So listen. He was loving it.
Right, okay.
He was loving it.
Oh, God.
I decided to take it a step further and really surprise him.
Oh, God.
I ran to the kitchen, leaving him naked and vulnerable on my bed.
I'd be raging. I'd pull the fucking headboard off. I'd hear her go at the door. I'd go, what is this? I'm going to wake up without a kidney. I'd smash her fucking bed.
He's very trusting, actually.
I'm fine for it. Why do you think these always end in disaster? Come on, keep going.
It's not that bad. Okay, it's just a little bit quirky.
Bloody health and safety nightmare. What if there was a fire?
I don't think he's tied at that. I don't think she's tied at that tight.
Well, you can get out then. Most pointless then. All he's doing is holding his hands above his head like a fucking Mexican wave on his
more,
arm.
I think it's more the, you know, you've tied me up.
Bollocks.
You are dominating
exactly.
And
bollocks.
All that.
No, it's bollocks. Oh, that's yeah, what I'm man. Saying. If you can get out, it's crap. Right, come on.
Fuck's sake. Seriously, somebody take this man off my hands. I ran to the kitchen, leaving him naked and vulnerable on the bed. I've said that. I grabbed some ice cubes from my freezer and carried them back to the bedroom in a bowl. I then proceeded to rub the ice cubes over his body whilst kissing him.
Jesus Christ.
Ice, ice, baby.
It's pathetic. Is he it's pathetic. It's just a waste of time. You're going to have a wet patch on the bed. Is he a man or a mojito? What is this?
Oh, I could moider a mojito. I hadn't used ice in this way before, so I was extremely focused on his face to make sure he was enjoying it. I'm
oh,
glad.
Sorry, she was looking at his face.
Yes.
I thought she was just rubbing it just on his face. Just a cube on his cheek. That good?
She did say she's never done it before.
Just on his cheeks. Just. Is that nice?
On his eyebrows.
That's not what you meant. Oh, no. So she's rubbing at the rest of his body and she's looking at his face. I get it.
She's looking at his face.
All right, okay.
I'm glad he was blindfolded because my face was full of concentration and not sexy at all.
Pointless. See what I mean?
Well, all right, for you, but not okay. For these. Anyway, you're ruining the actual story.
Sorry. Okay, sorry.
When the first ice cube melted, I grabbed another and rubbed it in his private area. Despite the coldness of the ice, it was clear that he was enjoying the experience from both the look on his face and the size of his...
Oh, heavens above. Come on. We don't need to spell it out. We understand what's happening here.
Why is it that I said the C word earlier on, but I can't say...
Yeah, because I've said this before. I had a routine about this years ago. Sciencey words are worse than swear words.
I felt a bit uncomfortable. My nana listens to this.
Yeah, it's weird. Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, sorry, nana. I'm talking about a hard-on nana.
How weird, man.
She that's what
heavens above, man. She didn't need it spelled out, man. Just probably sit there and get on with it, man.
Sorry. Okay. I then started to perform oral sex on him. But the minute his penis was fully in my mouth, I realised something was very, very wrong.
Oh, God.
There was something lumpy on his penis.
Oh, no.
Something almost gritty. Oh. I was instantly freaked out, wondering what sort of disgusting dick disorder this guy had. How I hadn't noticed it before this point. Could you book an emergency gynecologist appointment on a Sunday? I pulled my head out of his crotch and stared at his naked body. All over his crotch were little cream-coloured balls. They looked like tiny eggs. They were all over him, but mainly seemed to be embedded in his pubic hairs.
What the hell?
By this point, he had noticed that the mood had shifted in the room and started to ask what was going on.
Brilliant.
I could tell he was panicking under his blindfold. I told him not to panic and put what was remaining of the final ice cube back into the bowl. Then it all clicked into place.
Shut up.
The night before, I had used that bowl to store some excess couscous that I had poured out of the bag whilst cooking.
I hate her for doing all this, right? I hate her for doing all this and fanning on, and I hate her for keeping couscous anywhere in our house.
The couscous had stuck itself to the ice, and in rubbing it all over him, I had in fact been rubbing dried couscous all over his body.
Horrendous.
When I realised that this was something that could be fixed without medical assistance, I started howling with laughter. He saw the funny side too once I untied him, toddled off to try and wash the dried grains from his nethers. There
awful.
You are.
Pointless. Mm-hmm. Waste of time. All you've done is, right, you've dirtied a bowl twice. That needs washing. There's wet on the bed. You've just wasted everyone's time.
At least he was hydrated.
What, on the outside? That doesn't work like that.
Well,
who ice rubbed all over him. What a pointless act that was. I got honest. Stop messaging. Get it in there and then watch a telly after.
Oh, right.
Come on, man.
And that's how our sex life is.
Except we don't put the telly on because it's too late. Go straight to sleep.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Speaking of sex, hello, Christopher and Rose Marino. That's my Instagram handle. I don't know why. Made it up a few years ago. It's just, I've never changed it. This story goes back to the start of lockdown.
Okay.
My girlfriend and I moved into a small flat in London in January. Cut to March and the whole country has gone to pot.
Bless you.
One night, we started to get a bit frisky. Specifically, Thursday, 26th of March at 7:50 p.m. I know this time because, unbeknownst to us, this was the first clap for Karis. In the middle of our shag, our whole street began applauding.
Great.
I knew it wasn't for me, but my God, it felt like it was.
Oh, great. That's going to get you going, isn't it?
With the entire road applauding and cheering at my efforts, it was probably the best I have ever performed. Cut to the following week, and we couldn't help but repeat our performance to rapturous applause.
Amazing.
We felt a bit shitty, but for 10 glorious weeks, our neighbours unknowingly clapped wildly as we got down to it.
Fantastic.
Since it has stopped, our shags have never been the same.
That's amazing. That's, hey, don't feel bad. You enjoy that. Why not?
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Hi, Chris and Rosie. I'm from Birmingham, but I live in Vietnam. I've been going out with my Vietnamese girlfriend, Cha, for the best part of 2 years and have only recently been invited round to her mum's house for the first time.
Wow, after 2 years.
I know.
Goodness.
Before heading over, me and my girlfriend met at a cafe and went over the plan. Basically, the plan was that I was going to be as polite as possible and use as much of my shitty Vietnamese language skills as I could. Then we hopped on my motorbike and sped off to her mum's. With both of us feeling the nerves, as from Cha had told me, her mum isn't easy to please.
Goodness me. Well, meeting the parents is bad anyway, like hard anyway, to be fair, quite stressful. Mm-hmm. In another language.
The language barrier.
Whoa, stakes are high.
We arrive at her mum's, and after a few overly formal and awkward greetings, I take a seat on the sofa. Cha and her mum pop to the kitchen to get some tea, and I'm left playing with the cat. Within seconds, the cat gets bored of me, walks to a corner of the room and starts pissing on the carpet. I look around for a litter tray or some kind of newspaper, but there's nothing. Now, Jack comes back into the lounge and I point her towards what's going on. She shows no interest whatsoever and nonchalantly informs me that this is the cat's pissing corner.
No fucking way.
And that it's totally normal behaviour.
Nah.
I'm about to beg the fuck to differ, but I hold back. You know, it's not my home or my culture.
Wow.
When the cat's done, he slinks off to another room, leaving a dark stain on the blue carpet and a mild to moderate disgusted white man on the sofa. Then, without a word, Cha gets up, walks to the corner, rips out the section of piss-stained carpet with her bare hands and heads to the balcony just off the lounge.
Sorry.
Curiously, I watch her through the glass window as she chucks the handful of carpet onto a pile of similar carpet segments. She then reaches onto the shelf above and brings down a book of fucking carpet samples.
Shut up.
She takes two out from the binder, puts the book back on the shelf, comes back through the lounge and places the fresh carpet squares neatly in the vacant slot below where the cat had just been squatting.
No way, man.
Before I can ask her what the hell is happening, my eyes scan the rest of the room and it dawns on me, it's all carpet samples. The entire floor is a patchwork of slightly different shades of blue carpet, all fitted together perfectly and without adhesive. Naturally, I start pissing myself laughing and ask my girlfriend to go and get the binder because I may pop at any minute. It turns out that my girlfriend of 2 years had neglected to ever tell me that her mom lives on a rotating roster of carpet samples from her aunt's carpet shop. Wow. When a patch gets dirty, she simply replaces it with a fresh one from the book or from the washing machine.
That's fantastic.
It's worth noting here that her mom is not in a position to not be able to afford a full carpet. She's just too frugal to invest in one or a litter tray.
That's unbelievable. That is unbelievable.
I relax significantly after that as I figure that if her mum's standards are set as low as living on piss-stained carpet samples, I was in with a good shot of impressing her. I absolutely love that.
That's unbelievable. You know what? I weirdly love it. It's terrible for the environment. So bad, just throwing massive bits of carpet out all the time.
Well, no, I've got a feeling they're just really little squares.
Yeah.
Have you seen carpet sample books?
How does you run the Hoover around? What happens?
I mean, with great difficulty.
What do you do? Like, do you hold, you does she like hold, it. Does she get the little tiny nozzle and hold each bit down with her finger and go, and then move to the next bit?
You'd have to. You couldn't carpet it.
You couldn't roll the full hoover out because it's going to pull them all to bits.
Do you think it's a little bit genius or do you think it's ridiculous?
It's well, to say there's a fine line between insanity and genius, isn't there? It's on the fucking line, to be fair.
But it's quite clever for the pissing corner.
Yeah.
So the cat's got the little pissing corner. Fresh bit of carpet every time. Not bad,
cat
that.
Cat doesn't born.
I know.
Buy a litter tray. What's wrong with people? Just, I mean, I understand people don't like litter trays. They think they're disgusting. Some people can, you know, get a cat away outside or whatever. Mm-hmm. You can teach them
in
to
the
do
toilet.
Stuff, but, geez, I mean, goodness me. It's amazing that, like.
Love stuff like that. Wow. She's lucky that it's that auntie's got a carpet shop because she'd be knackered otherwise.
I've got a funny feeling she wouldn't be doing it if the auntie didn't have a carpet.
So do I.
But when did that start? do you want some free carpet? Yeah, can I have 600 carpet samples, please?
I think it would have started. It would have started by a conversation of, I've got to get rid of all these. These are old stock. Got to get rid of them. And the mum, like my mum probably would have went, you're getting rid of them.
Or your mum will have anything.
No, yeah. Someone will use them. And then she'll have sat and they'll have sat in the corner of the room for weeks and she'll have gone, what can I do with them? They're fine carpets, them. She'll have thought, right, sod it.
I'll mosaic me floor.
Aye.
Jesus. That's my... Or was it like, me carpet's got a massive stain on, I can't get it out. Or...
Cut it out.
Cut it out and just try and get a similar colour. Mm. And then maybe that was it. Maybe it was one carpet and she cut one out and put a thing back in and then it got to the point where it became more cut out bits than actual carpet. Yeah.
I mean, I quite like it.
We're not doing it. I'll tell you that right now.
You could do it with tiles.
You can do it with tiles. That's why you keep spare tiles.
Yeah. But just not grout them together.
You get them grouted down and adhesive. That, I mean, it's fucking crazy behaviour, that.
Love it. Babadoo, 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 ba.
Hi, Rosie and Chris. Please keep me anonymous for the story. The story happened when I was 18 and with my ex-boyfriend. Being that young and in love, we were still at it like rabbits any chance we could get. So we were at his house and his mum and stepdad were going out on a date night. Lucky us. My ex was the oldest of four kids, so they were leaving him in charge. He stuck his younger siblings in the living room with a film so that we could have some fun upstairs. We started with foreplay and when that had finished, we were about to have sex, but I turned around and accidentally kicked him in the face.
Nice.
I was embarrassed, but we laughed it off and carried on, only to be disturbed 15 minutes later. His little sister had come upstairs slightly worried and opened the door. Luckily, we were under the sheets. He was on top and the bed was next to the door, so my ex was quick to slam the door on her face, cover me up, then open it slightly so he could ask her what was the matter. He was stark bollock naked behind the door talking to his little sister, and the exchange went as below. Little sister, I think there's a cat outside in pain. I keep hearing it cry.
Oh, God.
My ex, oh no, I'm sure it'll be okay, don't worry. Little sister, no, I keep hearing a whimpering noise.
Oh no, come on. Oh, fuck's
sake. My ex looked at me and smiled like he had the idea what was going on, and I was still clueless. My ex said to his sister, what does it sound like? To my horror, his little sister started to mimic the noise that she had heard. My ex shut the door and collapsed to the floor laughing. It was me she had heard. My ex's poor little sister was mimicking my sex noises, concerned there was an injured cat outside. And it was me. I wanted the ground to swallow me up.
Oh, God. Oh.
Bless our little heart. Oh, but then the lass, and then she's lying there mid-sex, and still a child is out. That'll kill the mood, won't it? A child knocking on the door and mimicking your sex noises.
What, an injured cat? Some people make some dodgy sex noises.
There's something wrong with her sex noises, or there's something wrong with the cats in that local area. It's one of the two.
Somebody send up the RSPCA, for the love of God. Injured sex cats all over the place.
Injured sex cat. That's the name of my new band. Please welcome to the stage, Injured Sex Cat.
Meow.
All right, we're Injured Sex Cat. Fuck the police, yeah?
I love it. I'd have fancied you. I'd have went all your gigs.
Fucking obsessed with me, groupie. There's some space.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
As always, thank you so much for listening to this week's episode of Shag Married Annoyed, which is now part of the Acast Creator Network.
Guys, thank you so much. Please continue to like, rate, and subscribe, and all that little stuff. Your little 5-star ratings on that, makers. What are you laughing at?
All that little stuff, your little fucks. You're going to say, I don't know why. Oh, yeah, what's happening?
You've lost your mind today, honestly.
I really have.
Thank you for continuing to like, rate, and subscribe. And please get in touch, shagmarriednod@gmail.com. We hope you're all well. We hope you're all happy. We hope you're all coping. Big love. We'll see you next week.
Bye, guys.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.